This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia observed a day of mourning on Sunday following a deadly attack on a music venue in a Moscow suburb. VOA's Arash Arbasadi brings us more.
It all started Friday at Crocus City Hall, a suburban Moscow music venue where gunmen stormed the building with automatic weapons and, according to Russian investigators, then used a flammable liquid to set the facility ablaze. Authorities say they've detained 11 people suspected in the attack, bringing them to the Russian Investigative Committee headquarters in Moscow. Little was left of Crocus City Hall by the time rescue workers began digging through debris. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terror group's Afghan affiliate, known as Islamic State Khorasan, was behind the attack. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Russia hit western Ukraine with missiles early on Sunday, Kyiv said, in a major airstrike that saw one Russian cruise missile briefly fly into Polish airspace, according to Warsaw. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
Air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv after a wave of Russian missile strikes against Ukraine on Sunday. Residents made their way into subway stations to seek shelter. Kyiv said the airstrikes struck critical infrastructure in western Ukraine and that air defenses destroyed about a dozen missiles over the capital. One Russian cruise missile briefly flew into Polish airspace and stayed there for 39 seconds, according to Poland's defense minister. Russia has been pounding Ukraine for days in attacks portrayed by Moscow as revenge for Ukrainian attacks carried out during Russia's presidential election.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Sunday strikes came after Russia on Friday launched its largest bombardment of Ukraine's energy system since the start of the war. This is VOA News. A member of Israel's war cabinet said on Sunday he would quit the national emergency government should proposed legislation that continues to exempt ultra-Orthodox Jews from mandatory military service be passed into law. That centrist cabinet member Benny Gantz, Israel's defense minister, has also come out against the bill, signaling opposition within Netanyahu's own party. Palestinians describe heavy destruction and forced marches in an ongoing Israeli raid around a Gaza hospital, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
One man who lived with his parents and brothers just yards from Al-Shifa Hospital described the scene. He said he and his family were huddled together in the kitchen for days while gunfire and explosions echoed outside. Israeli troops then stormed his building and forced them and dozens of other residents to leave. He says the men were forced to strip to their underwear and four were detained. The rest were blindfolded and ordered to follow a tank south as more blasts thundered around them. The following morning, a plume of smoke could be seen rising in Gaza City near the hospital as the sound of aid airplanes could be heard approaching the area. The Israeli military says it has killed over 170 militants and detained 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital. I'm Karen Chamas.
Senegalese officials started vote counting Sunday evening following presidential elections after outgoing President Macky Sall's earlier attempt to delay the vote raised fears he may try to hold on to power. VOA Nairobi bureau chief Mariam Ajalo is in Dakar and has this report.
It's not clear yet how soon official results will be available, but political analyst Babacar Ndiaye explains the next step. Ndiaye says we can have a scenario where one candidate wins in the first round. The person needs 51%. But if that's not reached, there will be a second round, which could take place in 2 to 3 weeks. Djibril Ngeng, executive director of PACT, a civil society group working for election transparency, says a second round of voting could raise new problems for the country. Ngeng says in the event of a second round, results won't be known by the time Sall has pledged to step aside. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Simon Harris, who is set to become Ireland's youngest ever prime minister after being appointed party leader on Sunday, will be hoping his social media skills and fresh face can save his party's flagging fortunes as elections loom. 37-year-old beats the previous record holder, Leo Varadkar, who was 38. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.